Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All righty. Well, almost correct, Mr. Big Voice Guy, because it is AMA, but not with John Ritchie. Tom Kelly in for John the Nudge. Joe to camera, Tom Kelly. And yeah, you ask, we answer from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what are people asking today?
All right, let's start it out with a good
Tom, this is your first AMA of all time?
First AMA, very excited for it.
Okay. It's good. I got some Tommy-specific questions coming up, too. How about that?
All right. We're
going to break Tom in the right way. Okay. All right, first question from Lee on Twitter. He asks, what do you believe are the most overrated and underrated foods?
Underrated is corn on the cob.
That's a good answer,
that Joe. It's not sought out more. Like, it's one of those things that is great for a barbecue, known to be great for a barbecue, seasonal in greatness. But, like, why don't people, when just cooking dinner, just cook a random regular dinner with corn on the cob more often? Why does it have to be saved for Memorial Day or the 4th of July?
I had corn on the cob two nights ago.
There you go. But many people don't.
I agree.
Underrated, I don't know. Tom, what do you got?
Well,
overrated.
Well, I got to say, corn on the cob would actually go on my overrated. I get into this with my in-laws all the time. They love corn on the cob. They have it for every kind of barbecue. I don't really like it. It gets stuck in your teeth. I'm not a big fan of it. So corn on the cob would have been my answer for overrated.
Well, that's outrageous. So I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan
right
of it.
Well,
I'm floored
how about
right now.
This? Corn on the cob's not a fan of you. So.
Well, good. Yeah. It can stay where it is.
Yeah.
All right. Good question on Facebook from Craig. Craig asks, what is your most treasured Philadelphia sports memorabilia in your collection?
Oh, boy. I have a baseball that is signed by the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies.
Hmm. I have.
That's a pretty big one. That's pretty good stuff.
That's a good one. I'll go with the 2008 Phillies as well. I still have my soggy Game 5 ticket. From that night when I had to go back for both parts of the game.
That's awesome.
I still have my ticket section 429, so I will always hold on
good.
To that.
I will say this. Another one that comes – I have a Dutch signed baseball, and that's, you know, that's near and dear. I mean, that's – you know,
yeah,
Dutch passed away.
And,
yeah, we had hosted some shows for a couple years, and so that one – I actually gave away my Dutch signed baseball from my childhood. When my mom moved from my childhood home, the family that came in, I knew that the father listened to me on the radio, had four young kids, and I left them a Dutch signed baseball as a gesture of goodwill to, hey, good luck with the house.
Nice.
And this ball's been here for the last 25 years or so. Enjoy it. And I left them a wiffle ball bat and a wiffle ball for the kids. But then when Dutch died, I reached out to my buddy that runs Dutch's foundation. I said, listen, do you have an extra ball? I need a ball. So I got a new ball. So that anyway.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Tommy, this is from the text line. Tom, I've heard you on the weekend and overnights, but I don't know a lot about you outside of your sports opinions.
Hmm. TK.
What's your background, TK?
Oh, my background, as a caller mentioned earlier, I went to Upper Moreland High School near where Joe grew up. I went to Temple University.
Shout out.
And,
what year at Temple?
2009 was when I graduated.
2009.
Temple.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
So graduated Temple and, you know, I've been working here for a while, worked a couple different places. You know, and now on the air and enjoying everything. And I'm also married. So if anybody didn't know, I do have a wife.
How about that?
And, you know, I'm not too deep. I'm a big fan of TV. I love Game of Thrones. I used to love Game of Thrones. I used to host Game of Thrones podcast. That's pretty much I'm pretty surface level guy.
I like that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I can get down with that. I can tell you that Tom during the last season of Game of Thrones was just watching Tom react to the last season of Game of Thrones was way more compelling than the actual last season.
I could talk about Game of Thrones for the rest of the show if you want me to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Last season was disappointing.
It really was.
Like Tom's line. I'm a fan of television.
I'm a fan of TV. I'm a fan of sports. Like, I don't read much, you know.
As opposed to who? But I like it.
It's
the simplicity I like.
It's like I'm married. Cool.
Yeah, I'm a married guy. Whatever.
I like it.
Me too. All right, Joe. This one's for you. Also from the text line, Joe. Who would be your vice presidential running mate, and what would your campaign slogan be? In this absurdly fictional world where you're actually running.
Yeah, look, it's hard. I mean, I guess it would have to be someone maybe from California, Texas, you know, one of those states that's got a lot of electoral votes. Who would that be? I don't know. I don't have that. I'm not
sure what your battleground states are going to be yet.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'll carry Pennsylvania. I don't know. I really don't know. I know this slogan-wise. I know what my post-election slogan will be.
Can't wait.
So I don't know what the campaign slogan. Maybe I'll even make this the campaign slogan. I'll call my shot if I will. Like Moses, fo, fo, fo. I'll go, now I might have the words wrong here, but if I remember my Latin, it's something like Vini, Vidi, Vici. And talking to Julius Caesar, we came, we saw, we conquered. I'll make that my slogan during the campaign to reference what happens after election night. We came, we saw. Ladies and gentlemen, we conquered.
I thought it was going to be, you're going to be the great delegator, right?
Well, yeah. And then I'll rely heavily on that vice president, and I'll kick the feet up a little bit. Do I have the Latin right? Vini, Vidi, Vici?
You're asking the wrong people here.
Literally zero Latin, so.
And Julius Caesar, 2,000 years ago.
It's good work by you.
Thank you.
Maybe, if you're right about it.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
Who was the first person you hosted a show with on WIP, and what are your memories of it?
The first person I hosted a show with on WIP, I mean, I host a lot of solo shows. I'm trying to think. The first person I hosted with, I filled in for John Marks at times, so maybe Ike. I would say probably Ike.
That's a good first. A good first person to be.
I'm usually, you know, solo on the overnights and stuff.
How hard is that?
Yeah, especially in these times without games and all that. How hard has it been?
Yeah, was that like?
During the pandemic, it was pretty difficult. We did a Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm side character bracket tournament, so that was fun, where we play sounds from the different characters, so that was fun. You know, it's tough at times, but, you know, we enjoy it. Me and Mike Angeline have a good time on the overnight.
Yeah, there you go.
Mike's the man. All right, good question from our buddy Tom in Abington. All going on right now, he says, what is a better chance of happening? The Phillies make the playoffs, the Sixers make it out of the first round, or the Flyers win the Cup?
It's not the Flyers win the Cup. I hate to tell you.
Just odds-wise,
it can't be. Just odds-wise, with 16 teams, it can't be. So you then come to the Sixers win the first round or the Phillies make the playoffs, I would go with the Phillies making the playoffs has the best chance to happen. Those three.
Yeah, I go with the Phillies making the playoffs as well, just based off the number of teams, probably the Phillies.
Doesn't mean I'm down on the Flyers. I'm not at all. But the reality is, probability-wise, it would be the Phillies in the playoffs.
I would agree with that. I think that's the right way. Joe, by the way, Nick Broder on Facebook's asking, how are you making out with 24? We haven't had 24 updates in a while.
Oh, loving it. Got through last weekend, the end of season 5, and now on to season 6. It's phenomenal. I'm really hoping to get John to watch it. Big recommendation, 24. Big recommendation.
Yeah. It's good. It's entertaining.
Yep.
All right. Last one. Jason in Spring City wants to know, obviously we got a playoff game tonight, what's your go-to playoff snack and drink?
Well, I know my Flyers game one go-to. Every game one, every time they make the playoffs. Wings.
Of course you have a thing.
Every time.
I should have just asked the question, Joe, what's your thing?
And for many years it was, and I don't even know if this place still exists, it was Connoisseur Wings in Northeast Philadelphia, because me and my buddies from high school would get together for many years. Game one of the playoffs all the time. So it's Wings. Wings and Coke, I guess.
For me, I have the fridge loaded up with some IPAs, so I have a couple IPAs, and I think I'm going to order a pizza tonight. I think it's a beer and pizza.
Good work right there. Beer and pizza. Wings. Can't go wrong.
It is too bad. It is too bad we can't watch these games together.
It is.
You know, it's just.
It really is. It sucks just the tiniest bit of joy out of it.
Because, Tom, I've been asking John and James for about 3 years to come over to my apartment. Yeah, These guys, nothing.
Yeah. They won't come over.
Well, they're not allowed now.
As long as it's not bath time. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't want to come
good
over.
Point, Tommy. Maybe that's why.
And with that, we shut it down. All righty, to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dave in Collegeville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, what's happening? Thanks for taking the call. This is an all-baseball call, regardless of the playoffs tonight. I'll tell you that I'm the president of the James Seltzer Fan Club, although that did not help my wait time today at all. I'll say that.
Oh, no.
I got you up pretty quick, Dave. Come on, man.
I'm over it, man.
Hey, Dave, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What do they call a leader with no one following him?
A lonely leader.
Just a guy taking a walk. All right, so just remember, when you're the president of this one-man fan club of James Seltzer, just remember, you're out there just taking a walk.
Guy. Yeah, Dave got up quick, I'll tell you that, Dave.
No, I'm playing around. All right, wait. Dave, what do you got, man?
A couple things, guys. So I will say that being a baseball guy, I have been really, really frustrated. I put baseball first amongst our four sports, but that even sitting down in the early innings, you get a little lead, you just know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, and it's tainting the 60-game experience.
Yep.
And I'm frustrated a little bit with Joe, although I know it's way too early to judge him, but the fact that we're throwing out this slop relief and we can't bring somebody up or we can't make a move of some sort, I'm Malvern baseball biased for sure, but how Phil Gosselin isn't starting every night with being one of the hottest bats in the game. I'm a little generally frustrated right now, and I'm not feeling real good about Joe's first however many 10 games.
Dave, fair phone call, man. I mean, he's the least of the problems because clearly the players they chose in some spots is a bigger problem than how he's handled them. But Girardi has had some miscues out of the gate, and you know, he might be managing too much right now, like how he would manage if it was a 162-game season. And the reality is he's got to pick the tempo up here of some changes because it's not a 162-game season.
I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. You guys have a great little show going on. Seltzer brings it, man. Whoever he's working with, the guy does a good job regardless of how he made me wait today. I'll tell you that you guys got a good show going.
Dave, thank you. Prominent sibling. Yep, who do you got?
Yeah, I'd love that. And being a Malvern baseball dad, I'm going to go. You ready for this?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Glenn Davis, Ben's little brother, Vanderbilt baseball. What do you think?
All right, Glenn Davis, you got it. Now, that's not the Glenn Davis. It was
the Astro
slugger.
Yeah, no.
That was back when first
different
baseman.
Glenn Davis.
That's when you had Glenn Davis. You had Jack Clark. Who were some of the other slugging first basemen back in that era? You had a whole bunch.
Late 80s, you're talking about?
Yeah, mid to late 80s. Maybe I just ran out.
I mean, Mattingly wasn't a slugger.
No, not at all. Mattingly could hit, but
Hernandez was like Mattingly, really.
Totally. Look, Hernandez was awesome.
Amazing defensive.
Phenomenal.
Player. Yeah.
Phenomenal player, no doubt about it. All right, so my list was two. Maybe it wasn't that
I'm sure there are more.
Because Rob Deere, I think, was an outfielder, right?
He was an outfielder.
Dave
yes.
Kingman was an outfielder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the Phillies were rolling with Von Hayes. Not exactly a slugger.
No. 5-for-1.
That's right. 215-592. He also played some outfield. 94-94. Hey, 12:45 today. We talked to the Diddy. Ray Dittinger. What do you do here with the Phils? I mean, they keep – it's beyond stubbing their toe. It's like they're breaking their foot, how much they're hurting themselves here. Miscue after miscue. What Ray makes of last night. And I'm hoping people agree with me that's on the players last night. For all the talk you hear about, you know, that last caller on Girardi, and you get the Klintak calls, and you get the John Middleton calls. The reality is this. Gene Segura's got to know better. Roman Quinn's got to do better, got to know better. And Tommy Hunter's got to be better. That's what the game came down to. Joe DeCameron, Tom Kelly in for Richie today on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.